Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Monday here on the show, and you know what that means? The start of a new week. The start of the 30-day challenge for those of you doing it. And Monday Night Raw. Raw is tonight. And we got four things announced for the show. It's actually amazing if you look at the lineups over the next couple of days. We got a lot announced for everything, which is a big improvement over how things have been in the past. I do want to start by offering condolences to the friends and family of Jonathan Echevarria, known as Jaka, as well as Tyson Nagao, both of whom passed away this weekend. Totally different things. Jaka suffered a major heart attack after a match and was in intensive care. We talked about this a couple of days ago. They had a GoFundMe set up, and obviously, everybody was hoping for the best, but he did pass away this weekend, 39 years old, which obviously is way too young. The GoFundMe is still up there. I'll link to it on my X here in a moment. But all the best to his friends and family, as well as Tyson Nagao, who actually, back in May, I guess the tour bus, the All Japan tour bus, backed up and ran him over. Like, ran right over his stomach, and apparently was a horrible situation. They took him to the hospital. Nobody told anybody anything about anything. Like, nobody knew how he was doing. And then this weekend during a show, they told the wrestlers that he was being taken off life support, and he passed away this weekend as well. And he was only 21 years old. So all the best to the friends and family. We'll talk to Filthy Tom a little bit about Jaka. I know he'd done some shows with him. But very, very sad news to kick off the show. We got a lot more coming up after the break. Tom joins us. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom is joining us here today, and we got a lot of news to get into. But before we do, Tom, any other thoughts on Jaka, who passed away this weekend? We talked about him a little bit the last time you were on the show.
Yeah, no, I mean, just... I didn't expect this to be the news that I saw yesterday. I'm sure everybody else was hoping things would trend in the positive direction. And, you know, life is very, very short. I was fortunate enough to be on a few shows with Jaka. He was a mainstay of Beyond Wrestling in the Northeast independent scene for years, and he was one of the guys at the top of the card, along with Chris Dickinson, Santana, Ortiz, as kind of one of the top crews when I was breaking back into wrestling in 2017. He actually had him and Chris Dickinson showed up on WWE and like as the Evolve Tag Champs during WrestleMania Access 1 year, and a tragic situation. Sad to see.
I was actually seeing if he was on that American Rana show that we did in 2019.
He wasn't. But he wasn't on the one. No, he wasn't on that one with us. But I believe at least the other two previous American Ranas prior to that year that I had done, he had been on, and plenty of other shows and up in the Northeast. So sad day.
It's actually kind of amazing, if you look back at that show, how many names were on that show. That was a big show. You had Layla Hirsch on the show, Alex Reynolds, John Silver, Bear Country, Wheeler Yuta was on the show, Alex Zane, Anthony Green, Cheeseburger, Ken Doan, Marco Stunt, Swoggle, Josh Briggs of NXT wrestled John Morrison on that show. I have no memory of that whatsoever. Pepper Parks was on the show, the Butcher and the Blade.
Yeah, against the Rock and Roll Express.
Yeah, Butcher and Blade against the Rock and Roll Express.
You skipped over EYFBO, which is Angel Ortiz and Mike Drastic, which is Ortiz and Santana.
That's right. Yeah, Bear Country beat Santana and Ortiz on that show. Orange Cassidy, Artie Evans. Obviously, yes, and Nick Gage and Thomas Santel, Chris Dickinson, Daisuke Sakimoto, Chris Statlander. And Joey Janela and David Starr was the main event.
Daisuke Sakamoto had an injury not too long ago that I don't know if he's recovered from that. Last night, Ozawa, in one of the major matches in Noah, injured his foot and they had to stop the match in the first night of the N1 tournament. So,
well,
wrestling's dangerous. I wasn't.
It is dangerous.
You know, I wasn't aware that Jaka had suffered a heart attack after the match.
Well, that's what Dave said yesterday.
Yeah, which makes it, I mean, all the more, it hits harder, you know, when you hear that. And, yeah, so it just sucks.
Well, on the topic of injuries, and I haven't even checked this out yet, but Fightful had it this morning. I can't even believe.
Oh,
I am telling you all of this.
I know where this is going because I had the same reaction.
Wardlow is already hurt. Allegedly, he tore his pec during his return after he had been out since 2024. I'm going to follow up on this during the break. I'm astounded. But
what did he do besides stare at Takeshita?
I think he hit a move. Didn't he hit like a lariat or a choke slam or something? But yeah, apparently he is injured again, which is astounding. So for everybody asking, like, where's Wardlow at again? Like, he came back and he vanished. Well, apparently that's what happened. So all the best to him, but holy smokes. Okay, I got to talk about this. This is actually from Super Luchas. The Observer had a story about the creative structure of AAA. And Ernesto Ocampo of Super Luchas has an update. And he says that Dave's report is largely right, but this is the actual structure of AAA. He says Triple H has no real involvement in AAA, but he says it is important for Triple H to appear as the mastermind behind everything, so he is listed at the top. But he's not really actually doing anything for creative. Ernesto says the actual head producer and creative chief is, you ready for this? Jeremy Borash! Old JB! Jeremy Borash, with support from Conan, is the head producer and creative chief. Conan is more of an advisor, just because he's been around AAA and knows it better than anybody. The Undertaker doesn't actually have an official role, but he loves going to the AAA shows. And it says here, nobody shows as much enthusiasm for the product as he does. The Undertaker.
Well, it makes sense because it's all gimmicks.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Who better to know about gimmicks?
The Undertaker would have been an incredible mega champion. At the Monterey event, Matt Bloom, Moody Jack, and Chavo, none of them were there. Borash and Undertaker ran the show. Pete Dunne, Lince Dorado, and the unknown name mentioned by Dave Meltzer was actually NXT referee Adrian Butler. And the reason he was used is he used to wrestle for AAA. Actually, I don't know if it was AAA, but he wrestled in Mexico under the name Hornet. So he's got lucha experience. So he's working as a producer, one of the NXT referees. So that's the update. And I wish I could go to this show this Friday, but I just don't think it's going to happen. But that Worlds Collide, I'm going to go to a Worlds Collide show. I'm going to go to a AAA show. The day's coming, everybody. Just don't know when.
Well, Saturday night, I'll be watching their competition as quite a few CMLL wrestlers will be at the MLW Fightland show
really?
In Dallas that I will be doing commentary with.
Wow.
Or commentary at, I should say. So.
Well, the full AAA
Blue
card.
Panther.
Yeah.
A number of guys are going to be at this show.
The full AAA card has been announced. Vikingo versus Dominic for the mega title, which I think should be a title change. Psycho Clown and Pagano against the New Day.
Okay.
Tom, we gotta go, dude.
Did you see? I just told you I'm gonna be out of town. Did you see what Pagano did to Octagon?
Yeah, Octagon's injured.
Yeah, you don't say.
Yeah.
Pagano did something off the top rope and crushed this poor guy's face. Good Lord.
Yeah, Octagon Jr. looks like he's going to be off this show after that one. All the best to him as well. Natty and Fabi Apache, number one contender for the Reign of Arenas. Finn Balor and Roxanne versus Mr. Iguana and Lola Vice. Iho de Dr. Wagner Jr. against Dragon Lee, JD McDonough, and Ethan Page in a four-way. And La Parca, who is not L.A. Park, even though L.A. Park is on the poster. Mascarita Sagrada, not Octagon Jr. Nino Ambergesa, Cruz del Toro, Joaquin Wild, Lince Dorado, and Mini Abismo Negro will be in a lucha showcase.
No Omos?
I am so excited for this show. No Omos at this moment.
No Otis?
Although Omos could replace Octagon Jr., for all I know.
He could.
Yeah.
I'll be watching Volador Jr. take on Teton. Blue Panther Jr. versus Zandokan Jr.
Actually, Yeti brings up a good point. You're already traveling after the hip replacement?
Yeah.
Good for you. How do you feel?
I've graduated to the cane.
Really? So you're going to walk through the airport with a cane? Good luck, brother.
No, I'm going to be carried like a macho man on top of the throne.
All right. Back in a moment, everybody.
Females feeding me grapes on the way out.
Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not. And the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I hear you got a cane. Let's see it.
Right here.
Wow, look at that fancy thing. Jiminy Christmas. How much did that run you? How much does a cane cost nowadays?
Pretty expensive.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it part of, does your insurance cover a cane?
No, it didn't cover this one.
You got a fancy one?
Yeah.
They were just going to give you some, like a tree branch or something?
They were trying to give me a Glenn Jacobs level cane.
Hey, this guy goes, Tom.
I wanted the Big Daddy cane.
This guy says Tom needs to work as a special guest commentator for Turkish Oil Wrestling.
Oh God, I wish.
That's actually a good idea.
I'm going to use my UFC settlement money to purchase the English language rights to the CW Energy League Turkish Oil Wrestling, which just ended this weekend. Actually, Orhan Oğlu walked away the champion of the league for this year. However, he may have won the war. He did not win the battle this weekend in El Mali as Enes Doğan walked away the winner, upsetting Feyzullah Akturk in the finals.
All right.
After an hour plus of wrestling.
Is Carl covering this? This guy goes, walking with a cane makes you appreciate all the weird canes you'll see people have you might not have noticed before. How about that?
It's true. It's true. Wow. I've been using my natural third leg.
You have
for most of the years, but
idiot. All right. Next month, NXT is going to the Midwest for a 3-city house show tour. You're probably sitting here thinking, who cares? Well, there's a point to this. They got a Thursday event in Columbus at Kemba Live, whatever the heck that is. Someone fill me in. And October 10th. They're at the Masonic Temple. And then Saturday, October 11th, they're at the Agora Theater.
Kemba Live appears to be like an outdoor venue.
Well, that's cool.
Half outdoor. It looks like they could close it off. That is a pretty cool place.
Well, the reason I bring it up is because NXT did a house show this past weekend. And like a ton of main roster people worked the show. Like Judgment Day worked the show and... Believe it or not, everybody, believe it or not, especially if you think about, like, this is like the grand irony. Remember when Rusev went to AEW and he was there for like 2 years and like he wouldn't do a job for anybody and eventually they just couldn't like book him at all and so he just got iced and he was like, remember that? He was on the road with NXT and just did a job for Ricky Starks. I was like, wow.
Did they wrestle in AEW?
I don't know.
Did they feud?
I have no idea.
That feels like a Rusev and Ricky Starks. It feels like a feud that probably happened years ago.
It's possible.
You're talking about him being ice, but you're not talking about him being as cool as Yuto Ice. Bumbaclot.
Would you shut up for a second? So the point of all of this is that was not like a unique thing. They're gonna be putting more main roster talent on the NXT shows, which actually is good for everybody because the main roster guys, you know, a lot of them they like doing house shows, but they just can't anymore because there aren't any. And so, getting a chance to do some house show events, and then you know the developmental guys get a chance to work main roster people on house shows. So you're gonna see more of this, and I'm all for it. Anything else that's absolutely useless you want to tell everybody before we move on?
Absolutely useless. I'm talking about one of the Knockout Brothers that just came back in New Japan with Oscar Lube. They're probably going to win the tag titles. over Taichi and Ishii, and you're over there telling me it doesn't matter?
You mean Big Tom?
Yeah, he's Little Tom to me.
Wow. I mean,
technically, he is.
Well, he's shorter, but he's about twice as wide. Maybe not.
He did beat me, too.
Okay. Bryan Danielson, starting Wednesday, will be a full-time commentator on AEW Dynamite, which, of course, is great news. And I don't know what that means. Like, are we just going to have four people in the booth permanently now?
I thought he was going to replace Wade Barrett.
You want to talk about Wade Barrett?
No, I just like bring it up.
He's going to yell at you on Twitter for spreading false news.
I don't know a damn thing about Wade Barrett.
Okay, so Wade Barrett.
I enjoy listening to his commentary. That's about all I know.
Wade Barrett's off SmackDown commentary. And the story came out this weekend that he was off the show. And then, you know, everyone started speculating it had something to do with Nikki Bella. Because apparently Nikki Bella, when she was at Raw or a pay-per-view or something, like, I guess Wade didn't come up and say hi, and he always did. And so she brought it up on her podcast, and then people thought they had a heat. And then, you know, Wade said, no, we don't have heat. And, you know, they apparently made up and everything, and everything's cool. But then when he was taken off SmackDown, then people were like, oh, man, it's because of Nikki Bella. And then he had to go again and just say, can we stop? Nine months ago, I requested this time off, and they've given it to me, and he will be back. So that's apparently the story.
Is this considered planned time off?
Yes. He asked for it nine months ago.
Nikki Bella didn't go to somebody and say, you can look, but you can't talk.
You are in a mood today. What is happening?
Some medication.
What are you on? Tom, we're on Observer Live. Dude! Oh my god, I'm muting him.
You got me.
I'm muting him for a little while. I'm sorry, Dom. God. Dude, the tweet says that's the third time on this show. You're in timeout for 30 seconds. You need to think about what you've done. God. Do the split screen so I can look down on him again when he's way back there looking little. There we go. Am I looking the wrong way? Want to make sure we get that. All right. You're looking the wrong way! There we go. Okay. I think we got it. Now let me finish the story, then we'll go back to literally filthy Tom here. So Bryan Danielson's back. Looks like it's going to be a four-person booth because we just keep adding people but not taking anybody away. And I think it'll be of benefit because he's an excellent commentator. So are you ready to come back now?
No.
No? Probably just want to sit aside for a while?
Yeah.
God. In one show, you broke my record and Tony Khan's record. Congratulations. Not going to forget about that. So anyway, this is the that NXT show. We had, let's see who we had on the show. Roxanne and Raquel beat Sol and Zarya. I'm muting you again. Then we had Julius and Brutus and Ivy beating The Culling. Ricky Saints beat Rusev. Let's see. Joaquin Wilde and Cruz del Toro were there in a triple threat match. They lost. Dragon Lee beat Ethan Page via DQ. And Fatal Influence beat Kalani, Lash Legend, and Maxine. And then Obafemi beat Grayson Waller in the main event. So, all right, you ready?
Yeah, I'm back.
All right, that's good to hear. So that was the, that was that. Did you watch any of the shows this weekend? Besides Turkish Oil Wrestling, what did you watch?
Yeah, I mean, I watched the SmackDown show. I watched most of Collision. I watched the UFC from Accor Arena in Paris, France, which was on during the middle of the day. I watched Oil Wrestling for 3 days. K1 Saturday night. Genki Sudo is back.
Do you leave the house on the weekend?
As the producer. Brian, I just had a hip replacement surgery.
Bro, you're going to Florida.
20 days ago. I'm going to Dallas.
Dallas. Whatever. Oh, now you're going to pull the I can't move card after just telling us that you were miraculously healed and taking a cane through the airport? Listen, you're in charge of SmackDown when we come back. Can you do it without cussing?
I don't know.
You're not sure?
Quite frankly, I'm not too confident in my abilities anymore.
All right, we'll have Dom have his finger on the button. Tonight's Raw, I think we can get over this without a swear word. AJ Lee will appear live on the show. AJ Styles, also on the show, facing El Grande Americano. Lyra Valkyria against Raquel Rodriguez. And the Usos will appear, likely to set up a tag team match against Braun Braun coming up at the pay-per-view. And WrestlePalooza so far has two announced matches, although we know more than that. We got John Cena, Brock Lesnar. We got Io Sky and Stephanie for the women's title. We got Becky and Seth versus Punk and AJ Lee. We got Cody versus Drew McIntyre, is apparently going to be on the show. And the Usos versus Braun and Braun. And that's going to go head-to-head with the All Out show, which after Collision, we have got Hangman Page against Kyle Fletcher for the AW title. CNC versus FTR. Mercedes versus Riho for the TBS title. Hurt Syndicate versus Ricochet and the Gates of Agony. Jon Moxley and Darby in a coffin match. Tony Storm versus Tekla, Jamie Hayter, and Chris Statlander. And MJF versus Mark Briscoe. Stipulation to be determined.
The Jamiroquai of the mat will be back right after this commercial break.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Yeah. Hey. Are you right over there? You think you can carry us through this SmackDown report, or do you need help?
Buddy, do you want me to do the math here, the quick math? It's been about, 3,650 days I've been carrying this show with you. So yeah, I think I can handle this SmackDown report.
Wow. You knew that number awfully quick. Got it on a calendar?
I figured about 10 years.
That's about right.
Good Lord.
Can you imagine?
A decade of this?
But can you remember your life before?
Oh God, I used to have so much fun.
Would you shut up? Let's go.
Okay, this SmackDown show came to us from Chicago, which plays a major, major role in the entire show, pretty much. It opened with John Cena getting huge thank you, Cena, chants from a crowd which has lamented him in the past, to which he in turn thanked them for the warm reception. He said he's got nothing planned tonight because he was told to enjoy it all, and tonight he wants to have fun. He talks about coming out in SmackDown, slapping Kurt Angle over two decades ago in this city, facing Triple H in Chicago, losing the title to CM Punk in Chicago. He says, in his mind, there's no argument like there is in the back amongst the boys. Chicago is the greatest crowd in the WWE.
Wow.
He goes to leave. Sami Zayn comes out. Rare occasion, Sami Zayn booed heavily.
Hated.
Throughout this segment and the following.
And I don't even know why he was hated when he came out.
I think people
just wanted to hear from Cena and didn't want to hear this guy.
Like he was
groveling.
Like he was going to beat John Cena. I think that's what they expected. He says he debuted against Cena for the U.S. title. Now he's standing there back as the champion, wants to pay it forward with Cena's blessing and bring back the U.S. title open challenge. Cena says, yeah. And he goes to leave. But they make the match. Zayn calls him out. And Cena's last match on SmackDown, a rematch from 10 years ago of Sami Zayn's first main roster match. If you remember correctly, Sami Zayn comes out there, celebrates, plays to the crowd, throws his shoulder out before the match.
Yes.
And then goes on to wrestle where Cena defeated him. Crowd, as we said, uncharacteristically cheering against the perennial babyface Sami Zayn. This was a long match, went through some commercials. Zayn kicked out of an AA, an angle slam, which was called a back suplex by Michael Cole. Zayn hit an AA of his own, an exploder in the corner, Huluva kick, Cena kicks out. Cena hits a go to sleep in Chicago of all the maneuvers in all of the places. Then he pulled a move from the edge of his repertoire and hit a spear, but Zayn kicked out. Crowd started chanting for an RKO, which Cena went for, but Sami stopped it. Cena clubbed Zayn, got him up on the ropes, hit a super AA, and as they were on the mat, Brock Lesnar came down, ripped the ref from the ring, hit an F5
on Sami. Yanked
this
poor guy by the leg and just yanked him right onto the floor. Looked like it sucked.
Pulled his stump.
He did.
Hit two F5s on Cena. He walked off with his cowboy hat on.
This was an excellent first 40 minutes of the show.
Is that all that it was?
Well, the
it was longer.
I think the interview was 20 minutes and the match was 22 minutes, so 42 minutes. But yeah, it was great. The match was great. Cena's promo was great. I mean, I talked about it Friday, but man, these people love them some Brock Lesnar. They don't care about nothing. They just like seeing this big cowboy out there killing dudes. And they went wild for his return.
Yeah, so Nick Aldis is then backstage scrambling in hysterics when Carmelo Hayes stops.
Well,
him.
They
Perfect
had the
timing.
Lesnar segment where he challenged John Cena at WrestlePalooza. So that is official. That was before the Aldis segment.
Miz came in, seemed to secure he and Carmelo Hayes a tag title match, which Hayes says he didn't even want. And then a black stretch limo rolled up, and the man, Becky Lynch, arrived on the scene. Then we had Damian Priest take on Aleister Black. Black attacked Priest in the entranceway during the latter's entrance, laid him out with a flying knee, which sent him into the crowd. They went to commercial, came back, and this match indeed did take place. Black did a Ong Bak-style knee strike for two count. And these guys, they worked their butts off. They were running around, hitting the ropes, hitting each other with strikes. They ended up on the floor. Priest launched Black onto the announce table with razor's edge, which unfortunately for Black's back failed to break the table. Priest went for a South of Heaven in the ring, but hey, in the annals of bad SmackDown finishes, we got another one here.
God, this ref sucks.
Black holds onto the ref, pushes him into Priest, spins and kicks Priest's head off with the black mask.
How is that allowed?
And gets the win.
How is that allowed?
The and this was like, after. I'll count three.
This was after the referee started the match after Aleister Black pretty much killed the guy. And Damian Priest is stumbling around like he's concussed, and the ref's like, well, ring the bell! Yeah, this guy was a fool. And the match kind of felt a little bit rushed because the John Cena match, it's John Cena, everybody. He does what he wants. And he called that whole match in the ring, and he just went as long as he wanted. And he's screaming spots at the top of his lungs, reacting to the crowd, and they had to cut a lot afterwards.
Before, with the crowd started chanting RKO and like Sami Zayn selling, and John Cena goes over there and he gets on all fours like he's Randy Orton.
And he's like, counter it! Push me off!
He's in his face clearly talking to him. I loved it.
So that's the way this business used to be. I loved it.
Yeah. What weird booking for Aleister Black since his return here to the WWE. This needs to be studied. Didn't he just lose a feud to R-Truth?
I don't know if he lost the feud, but
well, he certainly didn't win it.
The fact that he was in a feud with R-Truth is
he lost to him. I don't think he ever beat him. I don't think he ever got his win back.
Well, you know, maybe they want to.
They're heating up Truth.
No.
Drew McIntyre, Randy Orton, scheduled to face off this week in Norfolk, Virginia. They had a video package setting the stage for this. Tiffany Stratton's going to defend her title against Jade Cargill this week as well. She did an interview backstage where she said she was going to stick her foot in the eye of the storm.
God, that actually made it to television. Can you believe it?
Not as good as Nia's description of that body part. But speaking of Nia, she then threatened Jade Cargill backstage. Jade said she could get the first shot when Jade's the champion, but Nia didn't seem pleased. So, hey, my guess is, you know what? Nia interferes next week, and we get a three-way.
Machine. You know what I really want is another multi-person match.
Machine, Mia Yim, back here in her role as one of the two women who are allowed to challenge for the U.S. title, the other being B-Fab. So Kiana James is running interference for Julia, the champion, on the floor. Julia interrupts a baseball slide attempt. Instead, she gave Machine a neck breaker off the apron of the floor, which looked like an inner organ reorganizer. They traded suplexes and strikes until both women's fighting spirit gave out. The crowd didn't seem to care, unfortunately. Kiana James got on the apron. Mishin gave her a Hurricane Rana, which spiked her, and this allowed Julia to hit the Arrivederci knee strike and get the win to retain her U.S. Women's title. Kiana James beat up Mishin a little bit afterwards, and we move on.
I thought it was all right. I thought it was a decent match. Kiana in her full business attire and enormous 84-pound knee brace. She jumps in the ring to take this lady out. Yeah. God, this segment with Charlotte and Alexa, oh my God.
What was this?
Horrific. Every one they do is horrific. Have they done one segment together that wasn't horrific?
The birthday cake.
Pretty sure that was horrific.
No, didn't it end up with Chelsea getting put in the birthday cake face first, and then Charlotte licked it and put her in the figure eight? She wiped it off her face and ate the cake. Yeah, that's what happened. That was a good one. This one, not. I think Charlotte is hurt.
Charlotte appears to be hurt. She can't be cleared. Alexa plays doctor. Charlotte tells her, you're not a doctor.
No.
But then when Alexa says you're not cleared, Charlotte is upset that she didn't clear her.
Alexa wasn't the doctor. The doll was
whatever.
The doctor, right?
I think the doll and I don't know. God, it was just stupid. And they have no charisma together whatsoever. They have less than us.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Know. Then we move on to the main event. Seth Rollins showed up in the crowd, talked a good game before he called out the man, Becky Lynch, in front of the Chicago crowd, which hated her. Huge, big, massive AJ Lee chants from the crowd. Becky takes offense to this, calls them out for chanting someone else's name. She then ran down the city's sports teams, the people themselves. CM Punk's music hit. He came to the ring. Crowd chanted for him for an eternity, till he called Rollins out for being a coward hiding in a box in the crowd. Which, whatever. Called him out for hiding behind Heyman and his goons. And called him out for now hiding behind his ex-wife. Punk said this is his hometown. He's got shooters that could take out Rollins. Who are they?
It's a good question.
Are they from Duke Rufus's camp? He's talking about Anthony Pettis. Who's he referring to? So he also says he could have his sisters beat up Becky. What? Like, really? I don't think so.
Well, she did.
Becky Lynch is one of the women's champions. She's like the most decorated female they have. CM Punk thinks his random sister is going to get out of the crowd and beat up Becky Lynch. I don't think so, Punker. But anyways, he says he can have Bailey or Rhea show up. Becky slaps him, starts giving him the paintbrush across his face again with her hand, inexplicably motorboats him again. Becky says Punk is an embarrassment to Chicago. And you know what? That takes a lot to be an embarrassment to that place. Punk fires back, says he'd never put his hands on a lady, but he has somebody who will. And we get the return of AJ Lee. After all this time, 10 years away, AJ Lee comes back. Huge ovation from the crowd. She looks in fantastic shape. Like, she looked like she was in the best shape on the roster.
She looks like she just did that 30-day challenge.
She skips her way to the ring. Hey, maybe skipping burns more calories than we think. Skips her way to the ring, gets just a huge chance before Becky charges her. But she uses Punk's MMA training, double legs Becky, punches her, slaps her, sends Becky leaving, scurrying from the ring. And once again, the crowd chants huge for AJ Lee and Punk as they embrace to end the show as we end this segment. And we'll be back with more Wrestling Observer Live after the break.
All aboard! There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Yeah, it was an excellent opening and closing segment on SmackDown. Middle of the show, maybe not so much, but there was an excellent opener on Collision as well with Moxley and Daniel Garcia, which Moxley won clean. And they are still teasing that Daniel Garcia is going to end up joining the Death Riders. And maybe Statlander as well, as she cheated. She used Wheeler Yuta's finish and pulled the tights to win the All-Star, however many women it was. Yes?
I mean, not to nitpick, but I think she was reaching for the leg and Julia Hart was playing dead.
She pulled those tights. Come on. She grabbed him, handful. She's like yanked on him. So that
FTR
was,
and Adam Priest and Billington was
that was
too.
A very good match. Adam Priest and Tommy Billington were a great team. FTR is awesome. That was a very, very good match. I don't anticipate anybody watching it, but I loved it. And I think the Takeshi and Mark Briscoe in the main event was an awesome match. And if we're being honest, the highlight of the show was the Outrunners and Dalton Castle are now a six-man. That is the best six-man you could possibly have. The Outrunners and Dalton Castle? Yes. If they just send them to Ring of Honor, I'll be furious. They need to be on Collision and Dynamite. They need to be the six-man champions. They need to beat the Ops. So that's coming, hopefully. But yeah. So anyway, it was a pretty good edition of Collision. We don't have the numbers yet, but what will be notable is, I know people don't care a lot about ratings, but I got to see if the show does better because they advertised a big card in advance. Because, you know, Dynamite has not advertised much of a card at all the last 2 weeks, and both weeks they've died. Collision had nothing announced on Friday when we were doing the show, and it died. And this week they've been advertising a ton. So we're going to see if that makes a difference.
I'm interested to see how SmackDown does, too, because they went head-to-head with an NFL game, which I don't think they've ever done on a Friday before. So
that's right. That's right. We'll get those numbers here pretty soon. We'll talk about them tomorrow. Thanks, Tom. Best of luck. Watch your mouth.
I'm going to go wash it with soap.
You better. We'll talk to you next time, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live.